Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Should we talk about Nadal rehabbing?
Oh, yeah. He posted a video yesterday on Instagram.
What?
He posted a video yesterday on Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't really know what he was talking about. I don't know if he was, like, retiring or, like...
He tenido miedo de denunciar las cosas, porque al final es un año sin competir y es una operación de cadera. Pero lo que más me preocupa no es la cadera, ¿no? Sino es todo lo demás. Creo que estoy preparado y confío y espero que las cosas vayan bien y que me dé la oportunidad de poder disfrutar en la pista otra vez. Al final es mucho tiempo, con lo cual espero... Lo primero, pues sentir otra vez esos nervios, esa ilusión, esos miedos, esas dudas. Y espero de mí no esperar nada. Esta es la verdad, ¿no? Tener la capacidad de no exigirme lo que me he exigido durante toda mi carrera, ¿no? Al final creo que estoy en una época diferente, en una situación y en un terreno inexplorado, con lo cual uno tiene en interiorizado lo que ha hecho durante toda su vida, ¿no? Que es exigirse el máximo, ¿no? Y ahora mismo lo que espero realmente es ser capaz de no hacerlo, ¿no? De no exigirme el máximo, ¿no? De aceptar que las cosas van a ser muy difíciles al comienzo y darme el tiempo necesario y perdonarme que las cosas vayan mal al comienzo, que es una posibilidad muy grande, pero saber que puede haber un futuro no muy lejano en que las cosas puedan cambiar si mantengo la ilusión y el espíritu de trabajo y el físico me responde, sin ninguna duda.
So wait, it looks... Keep fighting, some big numbers, but you have the biggest soul. We will be with you no matter the results, because it looks like he's just saying he's struggling with his rehab. Having you back on our tour means everything to the fans, everything else. We can't wait to see you happy and healthy. Okay, let's talk about it. I'm just curious. All right, are we on?
Yes, sir.
Everybody, welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast. I want to do something topical. If everybody saw the Nadal video, I'm looking at it here. These are tough situations, right? I think Federer tried to rehab too. And I think the only reason why he retired really was that knee would not stop swelling. Like, he tried a few procedures, didn't work. It looks like by this video with his hip, and Nadal is kind of struggling with coming back. I think I saw another video of him practicing. I don't know, Santi, what do you do in this situation? These guys are warriors. They're nuts. They have to feel like, I guess, when you're in your 30s, you're still really young mentally, right? I mean, in other words, you're older, but you still have a lot of fire in you, right? You still do when you're 50, right? I mean, whatever, but I don't know. What do you think? You think he's going to – it looks like he's struggling with his rehab, and it's difficult, and he can't
– Right.
And he can't push himself as much, or he –
I feel like his body's breaking down, you know? Like, so much wear and tear over the years. Yeah. I feel like he's trying to keep going, but it's like his body doesn't want him to get hurt even more. But he mentally thinks he can keep going, but I feel like physically it's...
Well, especially him. Hindering. Like, he was really hard on his body. Like, he was like a linebacker playing tennis.
He was jacked.
Federer, you figure like he would just float around and play forever. I mean, he was older. He is 3 or 4 years older than Nadal. But, he's jacked, big guy, muscular, right? If I had my instincts, I would just not play anymore. Because to me, it's very easy for me because it's very objective. It looks like he's going to be in a lot of pain the rest of his life. He's had more injuries than, the foot injury. They thought he was never going to play again, the knees. And, I think he should hang it up. And that's easy for me to say.
Right.
Because when you're surrounded by thousands of people in tournaments and you're like a god, that's hard to let go of. That's a drug.
Yeah.
If I had my instincts, I would say he's probably going to play a very limited schedule. And when he goes out there and he doesn't – if he goes out there and he doesn't perform well, he's going to quit immediately. Because these guys are so competitive. He goes out there and is, like, marginal. It's going to be over that week.
Yeah.
Because he needs to be – like McEnroe was when he wasn't one in the world anymore. It's just like, I can't do this. Screw it.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's going to be the biggest test when he goes out there, because he's going to give it a shot. But I think if he goes out there and it looks embarrassing or he can't perform, then he'll hang it up right away. Those guys, you know, they hang it up immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you have any other thoughts on it.
I mean, do you think he's going to be like those guys that do the exhibition matches and that you can come and watch them play for fun? Like
after he retires?
You know, like they play doubles and then they joke around and run around.
Stuff
they got like
Federer.
A microphone
Federer's
on their
Federer's making more
face.
Money traveling around now, it seems like. Just doing events, not even playing. Like just appearances.
People want to meet you. You know, like you're now that you're going to almost be retired, like people still want to meet you. A lot of people's idols, you know.
He's going to make so much money, Nadal. Are you kidding me? That's not what it's about. Like maybe he'll do an exhibition for fun and do stuff like that, but we're talking about competing at like the highest level.
There's no chance.
I just don't think it's going to happen. But look. I do think he's going to try, and I don't think he's going to play the whole season. I always said these guys were so great. Why don't they do a part-time thing? Like, Nadal wins on clay all the time. It's not
just
as hard on his body. Why don't you play four clay events every year?
I feel like it's not the same. You want to conquer everything.
I thought Federer would play the grass and play it twice. I guess they just – once you're out of it, you're out of it. You can't be a – these guys are so competitive, they can't be part-time players.
No.
So – I think this is my prediction with Nadal. He's a beast. The guy's got great work ethic. I think he's going to try. He's got such standards, like he kind of said in his video, and he's kind of leading people to believe, like, I have huge high standards. If he doesn't meet those high standards, it's over. And I don't think he's going to, and I think he's going to retire probably right in January or February if he doesn't have a good result. Goes down to Australia, which he never has a good result, but if he loses in the first round or the second round, I don't know.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't even want me, like, I mean, I don't know that type of fame, but I feel like, I could make so much more if it's, you know, off of sponsorship deals and doing commercials and talking about and going, like, even doing like commenting while you're at the U.S. Open, like all the other old pros do.
Nice shot. That's good. That was close, right past my head. Something.
Yeah, I saw that one. But yeah, I feel like but for them, it's like you want to dominate. They want to dominate. He doesn't want to see Djokovic at the top. You know what I mean?
I definitely don't think it's about money. Like
it's not about money. They have enough money.
Like
you're
saying, they can make a bunch of money doing this. He's not even thinking of that. He's like, listen, I've got this window. Can I win one more of these slams?
Yeah.
The guys, it's a drug. They want to win one more slam. So they want to put their hands up. They want to win. Maybe he won't even play until the French Open and give it a shot.
Yeah.
Right?
So I would
maybe play one tune-up. Yeah. Even if he sucks at it, maybe play the French and give it a shot. If he loses at the French, then you know it's – because he never loses at the French, right?
Right. He has to make it at least to the quarters or semis or something. Yeah.
But if he loses in the quarters, I think he still retires. Him losing in the quarters, he's lost one match, right? But he lost two. He lost one to Söderling and watched one to Nadal. 2015 was one to Djokovic.
Yeah.
He lost, and then Söderling lost in 2009 because that's when Federer won it.
Mm.
Thank God for Söderling. Federer got one in there.
Mm.
So we'll do some topical stuff like this. Why don't we?
Thing so we can so we know that we're of this era and we're discussing but it's the off season right now anyways. What do you think about that? Off season is December 5th. Should there be a longer off season? Right now, really, they only have until Christmas because they got to get to Australia before the New Year. You'll see them all out there at the New Year. They're in Australia because they got acclimatized. They play two tournaments before the Australian Open's like January 15th, 16th. I think the season's too long. I think they should be done. But the problem is it's money. These tournaments want money. That's the problem. So, anyways. That's it, son. Thanks, guys. Take care. Hey, everybody. Hope you liked the podcast. Please share with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves, share it.